must be full. That's my main goal. I cannot lose that. So this parable of compromise shows us that those that eat bread at the king's house is going to be those that show up. It's not the rich or the poor or it's who shows up. What are you willing to compromise to show up? See, compromise was required on both parts. I know you got 5 oxen and you need to prove them. I know you married a wife. And I know that you got a piece of land. But can't you compromise that to come compromise? So when he found they weren't willing to compromise, he said, I'll cut you off. I will cut you off. So the Jews were not willing to compromise at all. He said, I'll cut you off. That's what the Bible said. He cut them off. Now he can graft them back in again, and he will. But that's what this parable was about. And so we look at Luke 14 and 25. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me. Verse 24. I think I skipped verse 24. Let's put verse 24 up there. Because at the end of the day, he said this, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Why? They were not willing to compromise. Find all these excuses why you can't live for God. I'm sorry, God compromised to come to earth. He compromised heaven to come to earth. Surely you can compromise earth to go to heaven. When we look a little further, now watch this. Let's go a little further in this parable. And there went out great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come after me, he's got to compromise. And hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children, his brother and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. He's not meaning the literal word hate. That's not the same word as we thought, man, I hate him. This is talking about being willing to forsake those things of the world. He cannot be my disciple. Whosoever doth not bear my cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. If any man is willing to forsake his own life and his own possession and willing to compromise, you compromise to come to church tonight. There's something else you could do. And the reason I know that, because this house is not full. There are people driving by, hadn't been to church in years. They're not willing to compromise. And if you're not willing to compromise, he said, I cut you off. Now watch verse 28. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? So before you get in an argument and before you quit your job and before you tell somebody I'm leaving you, sit down and shut up and look at each other a while and say, what's it going to do to the kids? What's it going to do to my life? What's it going to do to your life? Can we not find a way to work this thing out? Because if you don't reach your main goal, you lose everything. So before you walk off, sit down and begin to compromise. He said, lest happily, so if a man's going to build a tower, he needs to sit down first, count the cost, lest happily after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all behold it and begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, is not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? What man would say, I'm going to fight till death do us part? I know I can't win, but by God, I'm not giving in. Well, go ahead. You'll be a fool. A wise man will sit down and say, wait a minute. That dude's got 20. I only got 10. It'd be wise for me to say, can we get along? Can we not? I like you better than I thought I did. See, so watch. See, this is about compromise. Or else, he said, while the other is yet a great way off. Don't wait. See, this is so important. If you want to stay married, if you want things to be good in the church, you want relationships to stay, do it early. Don't wait till it's a crisis and then say, well, let's sit down and talk to this. No, do it when it's little and it's small and you can work it out. And so it don't ever get big, because it's much harder to work it out if you let it get too big. Am I helping anybody? While he's yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desireth conditions of peace. He sends him a letter, says, take this to that man and tell him that I only have 10,000 and you have 20. And if there's any way possible, I'd like to get along with you because I don't want to lose what I have. My main goal is not to lose the 10,000 I got. Fighting as a hardhead and losing everything. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all he hath, he cannot be my disciple. So if you're going to live for God, before you start, sit down, analyze it, think about what you have to compromise. I'm telling you, when you come to God, there's some compromising that's got to go on. There's some things, you said, any man love the world and the things of the world, he cannot be my disciple. He's none of mine. You've got to compromise the world. There's some things in the world you have to give up. Christ is only asking us to do in a spiritual sense what he has already done in a literal sense. He's asking for concessions on your side. He left a throne. He didn't have to, and put himself inside of a body and died on a cross. He compromised his position for you. And all he's asking you is, can you compromise some of the pleasures of the world for me so that my house may, if you don't want to, I'll go over here. Because I'm telling you, one thing is for sure, heaven's going to be full. Heaven's going to be full. As they come tonight, I wish I could get it in somebody's mind to have a mindset that before things get escalated, before things get too big, sit down and work it out. The rules of compromise is that I will do whatever it takes to come into a mutual promise. You hear that? Is come promise. I want a promise from you. And I give you a promise. I don't want, well, I don't know, and you get a promise out of me. We both promise. From now on, we don't talk about that. From now on, you don't bring up that past. And I won't bring up yours. You've got to come into that kind of agreement, because if you don't, it's coming back up. Oh, I hope I'm helping somebody. So obviously for you and I tonight, our main goal as Christians is to be saved. And if you're going to be saved, there must be compromise. It's not a favorite word in churches, I know that. But I'm going to tell you, the churches that won't compromise, they dry up. Exactly right. They're too hard-headed to realize, do I compromise the cross and salvation and what I believe and infilling of His Spirit? No. That's the truth. But there's certain things, if you do not compromise, you lose. So in this parable, the first ones that he asked already had something to do. They were not willing to compromise on their part. And so in the end of the day, the tables are turned. And he says, because you didn't want to come, I will not let you even taste what I've got. So while they're in there going, man, this rice and gravy is so good. Then when you have your bad day, you see, when there was 10 virgins, right? They all had the same chance. But when the door was shut, it was over. So tonight, I ask you, I don't know your situation that you may be in. I don't know what's coming up in your life. But get this in your gizzard if you've got one. Be willing to compromise. God compromised heaven. You should be able to compromise some of the pleasures of earth. What did Moses say when he became of years? You remember Moses? You remember Moses, don't you? He was raised in Pharaoh's house. And he had had everything he wanted. He was Pharaoh's daughter's son. That's what he was called. Pharaoh's daughter's son. Palace, good school, wealth. But when he became of years, he said, I'm willing to compromise that. I'm willing to give up the pleasures of Egypt to suffer with the children of God. And because he was willing to compromise, he was God's man. He was God's man to lead the children of Israel through the wilderness. You want to be a leader? Let me tell you what, you'll never be a pastor if you don't compromise. I promise you that. I promise that. If you're not willing to compromise, you should never be in a leadership position. Never. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me tonight? Be willing to compromise. Be willing to listen to somebody else long enough to hear their side of the story. A lot of times you see people do things you don't understand why they did what they did. But if you could hear their side of the story, you might think, well, you know, they're not as bad as I thought they were. Now I know why they're doing it. I know why they acted like that now. I feel sorry for them now. Hallelujah. I hope I helped somebody tonight. Let's sing a song.